Salty.
Oh, and just your comfort level in the defense.
Nah, bro. I'm real comfortable in the defense, man. It's you know, pretty much the same defense. It's just being in the meetings. Hold on, shut up. Just being in the meetings, man, and everything, man. Just being real ignorant, man. Just I feel pretty good about it, man. Week to week, man. Stay in the. You know, just stay in the playbook and everything, man. Feel, you know.
How's it change knowing that you're going to be contributing on a week-to-week basis?
I mean, mentally, it really didn't change for me at all, man. Because, like, you know, day-to-day before, yeah, I was just preparing like I was going to play. Because, all you know, my goal is, you know, to be a star, to be successful, man. So, like, every week I come in early, leave late. And, you know, that's what I've been doing. So, it's really, like, preparation. There's really no change. Just, you know, trying to take care of my body now.
What was the biggest improvement to your game that got you from the practice squad?
Mentally, getting the calls right, making the checks, you know, being trustworthy and dependable, man, and that's all that really matters. And I got the skill set, so I just got to be a trustworthy, dependable guy, man, you know. I guess I'm skinny or something like that. I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but you know, I take it. I'll be a superhero. I take that, man. You know what I'm saying?
Everyone we talk to about you just mentions your work ethic. You know, where was that instilled?
Really, man, just my whole process to come into the league, man. Well, I had a good mentor, my brother-in-law, man, and he always told me to, you know, work harder than anybody you ever see. And that's the, you know, approach that I've been taking since I've been in college, man. So, I'm going to continue to do that because that's all I know. That's all I want to do. And that's how it's been, man. Me, my brother-in-law, and my family, you know, we all work hard. So, you know, that's where it's been at. That's where it's going to stay at for a while.
In this locker room, I mean, who do you lean on as that mentor?
Shoot, Kyle Vanderbosch, man. I mean, I don't really say nothing much to him, man. But, you know, especially – and then Kyle – Eric's not here. Eric and John, Eric and John really helped me out a lot, man, with personal stuff, you know, on the field, off the field, and everything, man. I really appreciate John Wendland and Eric Coleman, man. Nah, I ain't taking nothing for granted because I understand that it's a business and you pay to perform. So, and I got some friends that on and off the field, man. And I was on and off the field, man. So I'm not taking anything for granted. Not one play. Not if I'm blocking, tackling, or anything. I'm not taking anything for granted. Nah, I'm definitely not taking that for granted, man. Nah, man. That's not how it's been forever. And as far as football goes, nothing's been taken for granted. I had to walk on, you know, college or whatever, man. So nothing to take granted. A lot of hard work and, you know, dedication, and got to stay focused. And, you know, everything will pan out, man, you know.